Good afternoon. Another mild day in progress across interior New York and New England with a good amount of sunshine, especially north of I-90. However, a warm front sliding slowly our way from the south will allow clouds to increase by later in the day, and there's a chance of a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm, especially out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by evening. Temperatures will continue to climb and reach the lower to mid-70s on average. With that front progressing our way overnight tonight, skies will remain cloudy with showers likely, maybe even a thunderstorm, with lows back into the lower to mid-50s. That same front, while never arriving, will still make an approach tomorrow, and skies will be mostly cloudy, and tomorrow will be our best chance for more of us to see showers and some thunderstorms. High temperatures will be held back in the middle to upper 60s. Mid to upper 60s on Friday as well, with mostly cloudy skies and a continuation of the shower threat through the end of the week. And this is how we'll start the weekend as well, even though this system will make its way through finally. On Saturday, some upper level energy will allow for a few showers to pop up, especially across the higher terrain. Temperatures will reach to just about 70. There are some differing opinions among computer models for the forecast on Sunday and Monday. Mainly dry weather with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 70s, but there's some suggestion that there could be a few showers around with a weak front sliding our way from northern New York and New England, so we'll be watching for that as we get deeper into the week. Another system from the west could bring a few showers and thunderstorms by the time we reach Tuesday of next week, with highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central high plains. An upper-level low will move slowly across the Intermountain West today, while at the surface, a corridor of low-level moisture should extend north-northwestward from north-central Kansas into northwestern Colorado and southeastern Wyoming. This will allow for moderate instability to develop during the afternoon, with thunderstorms initiating in the foothills of the Front Range and moving southeastward onto the plains of northeastern Colorado. In addition, veering of the winds with height is forecast, suggesting that the environment will be favorable for supercells and large hail. Hailstones of greater than 2 inches in diameter may occur, with cells that become dominant and move down the axis of instability. A few tornadoes may occur, with the better organized supercells, and isolated wind damage will also be possible. Further east, a cold front will advance southeastward across the upper Mississippi Valley into the central Great Lakes region this afternoon. Supercells with large hail will be possible where cells remain discrete and have access to the stronger instability. Damaging wind gusts will also be possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 21 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid-70s. Boston, mostly sunny in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941. And the record low, 32 in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with more clouds and showers possible late this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, upper 60s. More clouds and scattered showers Friday, mid to upper 60s. Still the risk of a passing shower Saturday, perhaps a rumble of thunder, otherwise mostly cloudy near 70. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, mid to upper 70s. And another chance of a shower or thunderstorm by Tuesday, with high staying in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.